You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Time to talk about law enforcement and crime with new interim director of the Miami-Dade Police Department, George Perez. You can follow him on Twitter, by the way, at MDPD_director. Good morning to you, George.
Good morning, Jimmy, as always. Good morning to you and all the listeners.
Yeah, thanks to you, too. There's this earlier this week, one of your officers made national headlines after a video showed him confronting a driver during which he allegedly said, "Give me your driver's license, registration, and insurance. This is how you guys get killed out here, man." The officer's white, the driver black. You placed him on desk duty immediately. Tell us more about this case. You know, what's this all? What's going on here, and what happens next?
Yeah, so you know, this is a 36-year veteran Miami-Dade police officer and in law enforcement, and he was out there conducting seatbelt enforcement safety. You know, we're currently in National Click It or Ticket Month right now. It's a national awareness, and there's nothing alleged about it. You know, he definitely said what you just said right now. That's captured on video on the 43 seconds that the driver posted, but it's also on our body worn camera. And I apologize to our community that it's made them feel the way that it's made them feel, and that's why it's under investigation. And you know, the driver of in question here, you know, he received several citations, one for driving with a suspended driver's license and no tag assigned and no insurance. And obviously no seatbelt. So he's got due process, and I don't want to comment any further on that because I don't want to start, you know, any court process there, but I apologize to the community, and that's why I took immediate action. Days before this became viral, actually, our team flagged it for me. I saw it. I was bothered by the words that were used and against the backdrop, and we need to investigate that and see exactly what transpired there and go forward. And, of course, we'll take the necessary action as the investigation continues and concludes.
All right. The latest update on Operation Community Shield shows continuing good results, more than 5,000 felony arrests, more than 1,600 handguns, 476 rifles taken off Miami State streets. How do we get here with this initiative, and will it continue?
Absolutely. You know, the way that we got here was action. The community, our elected officials, and, of course, Miami-Dade Police Department, along with its law enforcement partners, wanted to do something that would be reflective of action, and that's exactly what's occurred. And it's been a collaboration with our state attorney's office, our federal partners. It's for me, it's the new normal. For me, this is not going away. This is going to continue. We've been very fortunate to have the support of our mayor and our elected officials with funding and resources. So it's been very effective. I mean, you know, currently right now we're 40% less homicides than we were last year. You know, that's 24 versus 52 from last year. And, you know, also what's also been reduced there was the was a 37% drop in firearm related homicides and our shootings.
Wonderful.
And our shootings as well have dropped dramatically.
Terrific.
So it's been very successful. We're going to continue.
Sure has. In one of the rare cases where social media is used for good, a video helped your officers track down and charge two men who were illegally dumping contaminated waste into a neighborhood pond. Where did this happen? And, you know, what were you guys doing?
Happened,
what were they doing? How'd you catch them?
So this happened in the city of Doral, and there was a very astute neighborhood watch person there, a lady that lives there, that had seen this occur now a couple times, and she became very suspicious. And on this particular day, she saw the sludge that was being dumped into the lake of the community there. She got her phone out, captured it, and posted it on social media. So, you know, hats off to her. We became aware of it. Our illegal dumping unit went into immediate action, and they investigated this. They worked together with DERM. And this is a company, you know, that's, that has a contract to go around and extract septic tanks and grease trappers and stuff like that. And this particular day, they were hired to extract storm sewers.
Wow.
And they went ahead and they dumped it there against the law, and we took immediate action. And two persons were arrested because these are felony charges. We don't have any discretion on that, you know. So
good.
It's serious, man.
Yeah, it sure is. Hey, George, thanks to you for being a part of the program, to your men and women for keeping us safe each and every day. What a great job. We appreciate your time,
thank you,
and we'll talk to you next week. Have a good one. See you.
Take care.